Okay, Fizz, I'm ready. I have here in my hot little hands the net present value of building the new branch of the Fizz and Eddie's Coffee Shop on Denman Street. And I'll give you a hint. It's a nice positive number.
Wait. I'm almost done, too. Just a few more seconds. There. Okay, I'm ready, too. Drum roll, please. I have the net present value of buying Piero of the Ritz and operating it as a new branch of Fizz and Eddie's Coffee Shops, Inc. And it's also positive.
Okay, but I'll go first. But wait, let's agree. We're going to choose the option that has the highest net present value, right? If they're both positive and they're both good investments, Fizz, maybe we should look at going public sooner. Then we could do both.
Now hold your horses, Pop. I don't think that's a very good idea. We need to expand at a rate we can deal with, and that's one shop at a time. Remember, Polly told us about that rationing argument? It reminded me of stories my mother told me about the war, when there was rationing of food because it was scarce. That's how you need to think of our money. It's a scarce resource, and we have to choose where to put it. We have to ration it, at least for now.
Okay, I hear you. Okay, now let's reveal. If we build, we get a net present value increase in our wealth of $100,000.
Oh, no!
What's oh, no? Build is higher. Yes! I'll call Sonny.
No, it's not that. It's, oh no. If we buy out Piero, we get a net present value increase in our wealth of $100,000 as well. Now what? All that work and we still have a tie. And I know in my heart it's safer to buy out Piero, Eddie. Building is fraught with risk. So many unknowns. What if it's late? What if the cost of materials goes up? What if we can't get a building permit?
Oh, good. Here's Polly. Paul's your mother here is quite upset. Our net present values are exactly the same. Can you speak to her?
And maybe you could convince her that the build is not as risky as she thinks.
Maybe it's risky, and maybe it's not so risky. Let's take a look at that. Mom, if we were to play out the possibilities in your mind, could we put a dollar figure to the cash flow if the possibility happened?
Maybe.
And if we could do that, we could figure out an expected cash flow, given all the possibilities.
But how would that help? I know by the queasy feeling in my stomach that this is risky. I don't need yet another analysis to tell me that.
Mom, that queasy feeling could be risk, or it could be indigestion. If we can quantify your queasy feelings, we'll have a good, solid, rational basis to evaluate the risk. And if you're right, you'll have the numbers to back your queasiness.
She's onto something there, Fizz. Remember when you had that queasy feeling about letting Sunny backpack in Europe, and it turned out to be the bad sardines you ate for lunch? Come on, let's go ahead and try it.
I'm with Pop.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I change you off?
And that's how it all makes sense. And so there we are, guys. Based on this work, we can see that Mom is right. With all the uncertainty around building, it does yield more risk. There's more possibility of a wide variety of returns. If things get slowed down, you could lose some money. If things go really well, you'd make more money by building than you would by buying out Piero. But it's that uncertainty that's at the heart of this.
Well, I hate to admit it, but you were right, Fizz. It wasn't just indigestion this time. And when I look at it like this, with all the numbers laid out, it just doesn't make sense to build when we can buy.
Maybe now you'll all have more respect for my gut feelings. But seriously, dear, thanks very much for this. I really do feel better.
But we found a bird to be off-cut yacht club.